Thank you. ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमो ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिमिरान्तशान्तिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवं गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषाश्रुनवादी पश्यति देशतारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद जय द्वैत गदाधर हर श्रीवासरी गौर भक्त वृंदा ईश्वर परम कृष्ण सच्चिदानंद विग्रह अनादि राधेर गोविंद सर्वकारण कारणम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 So all glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and all glories to the devotees here in Mount Shasta City, and to the assembled devotees. So, first of all, I'd like to express my feeling that coming here for the first time, and also seeing the many devotees here, Prabhupada's disciples, we find very happy. And also I'm just remembering how Prabhupada would be very much enthusiastic that his disciples are spread all over the world, in every corners of the world, including the foothills of many nice places. So it's our good fortune that by the mercy of Prabhupada, we are brought here. So I'd like to have a short dialogue on the principle of Krishna consciousness. So the song that we sang, it's a song sung by Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Vaishnava Thakur, Dwayara Sagara. So it tells us the importance of associating with the Vaishnavas, especially in this case, of course, glorifying the spiritual master, Vaishnava Thakur. Spiritual master is he who knows about Krishna, who can give the message of Krishna, and who is fixed up in the science of Krishna. So that is generally called Vaishnava Thakur. Vaishnava Thakur means a saintly personality who has completely dedicated his life for spreading the message of the glories of Krishna consciousness. So the qualities of such a spiritual master, says Dwayara Sagara. Dwayara Sagara means ocean of mercy, full of mercy. He's unlimited. He's unlimitedly merciful. Dwayara Sagara. So here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is taking the role of a very ordinary person. And he's requesting the saintly personality, Vaishnava Thakura, to kindly give him the blessing. So he says, Edasi Koruna Kori. So you kindly be merciful unto me, this insignificant servant. Ohe Vaishnava Thakur, Boyara Sagara, Edasi Koruna Kori. Edasi means this insignificant servant. You kindly be merciful unto me. So he's praying that you kindly keep me under your shelter, your kind protection. Priyapadasaya, you kindly keep me under your shelter, because I am most fallen and most insignificant. And he's simply praying that without your mercy, I am completely worthless or useless. So in that mood, the Vaishnavas and a circle of activities go on, that in the saintly community or in a saintly environment, generally the understanding about the perfection of life is that we take shelter of the spiritual master. Spiritual master is always with us, and he is never away from us. So, when a disciple may be here and there in different parts of the world, but so long as he is completely dedicated to the service of the spiritual master, he's always protecting us. He's always protecting all of us in all circumstances, in all parts of the universe, the world. So that's the understanding in association with the spiritual master. So we can see very clearly as a practical example that Prabhupada, the Divine Vishal Prabhupada, you know, Prabhupada gave us so much love and care for all of us. I think we can reflect ourselves how Prabhupada gave us so much that he was constantly thinking about our well-being, about our advancement in Krishna consciousness, is there at all times, day and night. But I think those of us who are fortunate to be with him most of the time, we can at least see how Prabhupada's mood was all the time. He was always concerned about our well-being, about our physical comfort, and about our advancement in Krishna consciousness. So even in the middle of his great physical difficulties, he was always concerned about our well-being. So that is the symptoms of the saintly personality. Always anxious to give the perfect happiness to all his associates, to all his disciples, to all the living beings all over the world. So that's the symptom of the saintly personality. So that is why it is called Dayara Sagara. Dayara Sagara means it's the ocean of mercy. And one important point in the song that we find is that here Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, now we live in this age of Kali. Then in the age of Kali, you know, one cannot get much strength when one is alone. This is saying, Ekaki Amar Nahi Pai Balamins strength. When we are alone, when I am alone, then I cannot get much strength. In even doing this Harinama Sankirtan, in chanting and glorifying the pastimes of the Lord, then I don't get much strength. Kaki Amar Nahi Pai Harinama Sankirtan. So he's saying, to me Kripa Kori, so you kindly be merciful unto me. You kindly be merciful unto me so that I can continue my humble service to the Lord. So always he's praying to the for the mercy of the spiritual master all the time. So that is why spiritual master is all the time with a devotee, in the heart of a devotee. So long as we are keeping in the spirit of serving the order of the spiritual master in one's humble way, and he will always give us the strength and the understanding and the enthusiasm and dedication to at least render some service for his satisfaction. So that is the general nature of the disciples in relation to the spiritual master. And the last stanza says, Krishna se tomar, Krishna dite paru, tomar sakati asai. That Krishna is yours. That Krishna, you can kindly give it to me. That power is within you. You have that power. I don't know anything about Krishna, but we heard from the lotus mouth of the spiritual masters, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that Krishna, to give that Krishna to this insignificant servant is within your power. So he's praying humbly for the mercy of the spiritual master so that he can also, by the mercy of the spiritual master, he can also understand the signs of Krishna consciousness. So this is a very nice song sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So the point is that we can have gone alone in Krishna consciousness without the inspiration of the spiritual master. So one nice thing about in our Krishna consciousness is gone is that by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, although we are coming from so many different backgrounds, from so many different parts of the world, but somehow by Prabhupada's mercy, we're all brought together and we have our own realizations, I think individually. Always, one nice thing that we see is that everyone has great affection for Srila Prabhupada, love and affection. So that is the binding thread that all binds all of us. May not know each other, like in the previous experiences, but somehow my Prabhupada's blessing were all bound up by this trait of committing to Prabhupada and to, by the mercy of Prabhupada to Krishna. That is the most wonderful wonderful experience that we all have, I think, in our journey toward Krishna consciousness. So it's very nice to come here and to see so many nice devotees of Prabhupada. And so maybe we hope we can maybe get more closer and share Prabhupada's service together so that he will be much more pleased. So with that, I'd like to thank all of you and I'd like to invite you to San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I think we are having a nice project there. One of the important immediate projects that we are planning to do is the Grotta Yatra Festival. Mm-hmm. We'll be doing that on the 1st of September. It's a Saturday, the Labor Day weekend. We want to recall the return of the Grotta Yatra Festival. There's been for a few years to start going there, so we thought we'll start from this year on, because after all, the introduction of the Grotta Yatra in the West started in San Francisco. It is a very historic city, and so we thought that will bring many of our Lord brothers and Lord sisters that joined there and had the beautiful remembrance of Prabhupada's wonderful